Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right, get ourselves focused on the Word. And joining us this morning, as all week long, we're going to have the folks in from Keep Watch, and Wendy Yeager is in with us this morning. How are you, Wendy?
Great, Tommy. It's a privilege to be with you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're excited to hear what God's laid on your heart this morning, so I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share God's Word.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Well, if you were to walk into our house today, you would sense a problem, a certain odor coming from the laundry room. And that's because we've been struggling with our washing machine. And it's only 4 years old, but for the last couple years, we've had trouble with the agitator. There have been rust spots on our clothes. And recently, it's been starting to leave like bleach spots on our clothes, but we don't use bleach, so I don't get that. The wash cycle's taking 2 hours, and most recently, last week, it completely shut down mid-cycle. The lid's locked, so the repairman is coming. So anyway, you don't want to come over because you're going to smell that yucky smell. But I remember back to when my grandma, she used a Ringer washing machine in her basement. And then I think about some old movies I've seen where people are washing their clothes on a scrub board. And then my thoughts go to Guatemala on a missions trip when I was there. And I would watch with fascination as women would come with their baskets full of laundry down to the river, and they would be scrubbing their clothes in the river. And contrasting that to when our 5 kids lived at home and they were involved in sports, and oh boy, they would come in from their practices, just their smelly socks and uniforms, those would not be able to be piled up in our house because it was a terrible stench. And at one point, we were doing 21 loads of laundry a week. And these were not small loads. So that's amazing to me because we cut back a lot since then. But regardless of our method of washing our clothes or our brand of detergent, we know that we all need clean clothes because if not, stains and smells are going to take up residence. And it's the same with our hearts and spiritually speaking. Psalm 51:7 says, "Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." Our hearts need to go through this wash cycle. And I don't know anyone else, but I, in the last few months, have experienced some fears, some frustration, some emotions and thoughts that I have never even experienced before. And I've realized that it's so important, especially during these times, to stay close to Jesus. Because if not, these things that aren't of him, these thoughts, these emotions, even these sinful reactions, they can turn into bitterness, unforgiveness, and there becomes to be like this stench about us. And people don't want to be around us. And sometimes we don't even realize this, but we need to be washed, spiritually speaking. I've been spending some time in Psalm 32, specifically Passion Translation, and I wanted to read a little bit of that. It says, "Before I confessed my sins, I kept it all inside. My dishonesty devastated my inner life, causing my life to be filled with frustration, irrepressible anguish, and misery. The pain never let up, for your hand of conviction was heavy on my heart. My strength was sapped. My inner life dried up like a spiritual drought within my soul. Then I finally admitted to you all my sins, refusing to hide them any longer. I said, 'My life-giving God, I will openly acknowledge my evil actions, and you forgave me.' All at once, the guilt of my sin washed away, and all my pain disappeared." I think those verses are so beautiful because they acknowledge the fact that, yeah, we have sin in our life, but we don't have to like climb in that washing machine and try to help the washing machine wash the clothes. Like, we confess. And then Jesus's part is that he cleanses us. We don't have to live in guilt or shame or try to bargain with God or do, you know, 10 good deeds to outweigh one bad deed, or we don't need to do penance. But he washes us. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So that is my word of encouragement today. Stay close to Jesus. Allow him to convict us. Confess it, and he washes it clean.
Oh, that's a good word for us. Would you go ahead and pray for us, Wendy?
I would love to. So, God, thank you for the fact that we can bring everything to you. You see everything in our hearts anyway. There's no need to hide it from you because you see it all. And, Lord, thank you for so many promises in your word that talk about you washing us clean, you forgiving us, making us whiter than snow. And so right now, Lord, would you shine your light on areas in our heart that we need to confess, that we need to agree with you, that we have strayed, that we have wanted our own way, that we have chosen anger instead of love or forgiveness. Whatever the situation is, Holy Spirit, that you are personal to each one of us and that you deal with our hearts. So we agree with you. We confess that that is wrong. And thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your cleansing, that you wash us whiter than snow. Thank you that we can have a new start right now on this Tuesday morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. By the way, with four kids at home, I'm writing the 21 loads of laundry. We're right there.
I'm sorry. You got it.
Well, Wendy Yeager joining us from Keep Watch. And tell us about the ministry of Keep Watch and what you guys are doing over the summer months.
Yes. So the mission of Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our communities. What that looks like in a typical school year, which we know this year has not been typical, but typically we have groups of people, usually about three people on average, that go into a school on a weekly basis, either before or after the school day, and we pray. And we see God doing tremendous things. He changes the atmosphere. He changes hearts. We've seen people come to know Jesus. And so now, since the school doors have been closed the last quarter of the year, we've been more creative because God is creative. We've been praying outside the school. We've been praying through phone calls and Zoom meetings. But one of the things that we love to do during the summer is called our Summer Prayer Blitz. And this is how it works. So we will be at about 80 schools in the Toledo area, and these are schools that we do not currently have a weekly prayer walk in. And we will drive up to a school. We will get out. Yes, we will social distance, but we will pray for about 10 minutes at that school, and then we drive to the next school and pray for about 10 minutes at that school. In the different sessions, there will be 3 to 4 schools per session. So it would be about an hour investment of time. We have 24 different sessions. So we are just trusting God for a principal, a teacher, a pastor, plus some of our volunteers to be at every one of these blitz sessions. And what we typically find is 17 to 20% of the schools that we blitz at in the summer then open up their doors for a regular prayer walk during the school year. So we are just beyond thrilled about what God is going to be doing this year. And we want to invite all the listeners to join us.
All right. So where could they go to find information and find more information about being a part of that?
Yes. So go to our website, keepwatchprayer.org, and go to the events page. There is information there. There will be the schedule. There will be the leader's facilitator's name. So you contact them. They will give you all the details. So keepwatchprayer.org and the events page.
Excellent. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless.
Okay. Have a great day.